All right, so today let's take a deep dive into something that I think is super relevant if you're out there and dreaming of a career in visual effects.
Okay.
We're talking dailies.
Cool.
And we found this really cool course description from FXD Studio.
Okay.
It's a VFX school in Spain, and they're offering these online daily sessions.
Neat.
And it got me thinking, like, what exactly are these sessions and why should you care?
Yeah.
You know, as a aspiring VFX artist.
Well, I think when we think about dailies, it's like this constant feedback loop in the
Yeah.
VFX world.
Okay.
In movies, you don't just create a T-Rex and just call it a day.
Right.
There's a whole team of people, and everyone needs to be on the same page to ensure that that T-Rex looks believable.
Yeah.
Stomping through a city and casting the right shadow and interacting correctly with the environment.
So it's about making sure all the pieces fit together seamlessly.
Exactly. And the course description uses words like integration and coherency, which highlight how crucial it is for all the elements, animation, lighting, compositing to work as one cohesive
Oh,
vision.
yeah.
Dailies are where that vision gets fine-tuned.
I see. And so these FXD studio sessions, they're designed specifically for junior artists, right?
Yeah.
People working on their demo reels or like personal projects.
Yes, and that's what makes it so valuable. You're essentially getting a sneak peek into a professional studio environment. It's
Right.
like a weekly, hour-long masterclass where
Yeah.
you get direct feedback on your work, helping you achieve the best possible results.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
They even mention using Kitsu, which is a professional production management platform,
Right.
and having a dedicated Discord channel for ongoing discussions. That sounds incredibly helpful for someone just starting out.
It is, and it's not just about the tools, but the mindset it cultivates.
Yeah.
Working within a pipeline,
Right.
using industry standard software,
Yeah.
getting feedback on multiple versions. These are the real-world skills that separate aspiring artists from professionals.
That's interesting you say that the multiple versions thing. Why is that so important in VFX?
Because in VFX, rarely do you just nail it on the first try.
Right.
It's a process of exploration and refinement.
Sure.
By submitting different versions, you're not just showcasing your technical skills, but also your creative problem-solving abilities.
Okay.
It shows you can take feedback, adapt your approach, and ultimately deliver a stronger final product.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And this FXD Studio course seems to really nail that aspect.
It does think of it as a training ground for those critical thinking skills.
Okay.
You're not just following instructions, you're actively engaging with the feedback and using it to elevate your work.
Right.
And that's something studios really look for in junior artists.
Now, the source material also mentions something about limited spots in each session.
Yeah.
Only 10 artists per session. That sounds a bit like real-world studio pressure, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Resources are always limited, whether it's time, budget, or in this case, mentor availability.
Right.
And guess what? That limited access creates a healthy competition.
Oh, so it's not just about getting feedback, but also about learning to present your best work and stand out amongst your peers.
Exactly. That limited access forces you to think critically about what you submit, how you present it, and ultimately how you advocate for your artistic choices.
It's almost like a boot camp for your VFX career, right?
It is.
Building those crucial soft skills alongside the technical stuff.
And those soft skills are so often overlooked.
I bet.
Being able to clearly communicate your ideas,
Yeah.
handle critiques gracefully, and iterate on your work based on feedback.
Yeah.
Those are the things that make you a valuable asset in any studio.
Now they have a bunch of FAQs on the site, and I thought we could address a few that stood out to me.
Okay.
First off, how long are these dailies sessions?
They say about an hour, but I imagine it's flexible sometimes. A piece might spark a longer discussion or a particular challenge needs more time to unpack. The
Okay.
point is to get thorough, actionable feedback,
Right.
not just rush through a checklist.
That makes sense. So you're not just getting a quick yes or no, but a real deep dive into your work.
Yeah.
Speaking of deep dives, what about submitting your work? How does that process work?
They mention a review platform you get access to once you enroll.
Okay.
You upload your work there and it gets reviewed live during the session.
Gotcha.
But here's what I find interesting. They don't just want your final render.
Right.
They encourage you to submit multiple versions.
Okay, so maybe a version with different lighting or a different camera angle.
Exactly. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It's not just about the final product, but the journey you took to get there.
Okay.
By showcasing your process, your decision making, and your willingness to experiment, you're painting a much richer picture of your skills and potential.
That's such a great point, and it probably leads to a more in-depth discussion during the session, right?
Absolutely. Instead of just, here's my work, tell me what you think, it becomes a dialogue about your artistic choices, your challenges, and your aspirations.
Right.
And that kind of conversation, I think, is where the real learning happens.
All right. And they have another interesting FAQ. What if you need to switch to a different session?
Right.
Because, you know, life happens.
Well, they encourage you to talk to your mentor and figure out what works best.
Sure.
But, you know, that flexibility in itself is a good lesson.
Yeah.
In the real world, production schedules change deadlines. Shift, unexpected things happen.
Oh, for sure.
Being able to adapt and communicate effectively is key.
So it's not just about learning VFX. It's about learning how to navigate the industry itself.
Exactly. And I think that's a really valuable takeaway from these daily sessions.
Yeah.
It's not just about technical skills. It's about the whole package.
Yeah.
The mindset, the communication, the adaptability.
Right.
These are the things that will help you succeed in the long run.
For sure.
Whether you're working on a blockbuster film or your own passion project.
Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe even land you one of those coveted spots in a top VFX studio.
Exactly. Because in the end, it's not just about creating amazing visuals. It's about understanding the business, the collaboration, and the constant pursuit of excellence.
This is getting really fascinating. But we're going to have to pause here for now. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll delve even deeper into the world of VFX dailies.
So welcome back to our deep dive into VFX dailies.
And we were just talking about how the sessions at FXD Studio seem to really, mirror the dynamics of a real VFX studio environment.
Yeah, it's like a microcosm, of the industry shrunk down into these hour-long sessions.
Yeah, you're not just learning software or techniques. You're learning how to navigate that collaborative process, how to give and receive feedback, how to work under pressure.
And those are skills that, translate far beyond VFX. Mm-hmm. Any creative field, any project really benefits from that kind of iterative process.
Yeah, it's about understanding that creating something amazing is rarely a solo endeavor. It's about harnessing the power of collaboration and feedback to push your work further.
And these daily sessions provide a framework for that.
Yeah.
A safe space to experiment, to make mistakes, to learn from those mistakes, and ultimately grow as an artist.
But let's not forget the heart of VFX, right? The creative spark, the visual storytelling.
Of course. Okay. It's not just about technical execution. It's about bringing those imaginary worlds to life.
So it's not just, does the T-Rex shadow look right? It's also, does the shot evoke the right emotion? Does it contribute to the overall narrative?
Exactly. Dailies are where you get feedback on both the technical and the artistic aspects of your work.
Gotcha.
It's about understanding how your individual shots fit into the larger story, the bigger picture.
And I imagine getting that kind of feedback from, experienced mentors can be incredibly valuable for someone just starting out.
It can be game-changing sometimes. Mm-hmm. As artists, we get so caught up in the details that we lose sight of the overall impact.
Right.
These daily sessions help you zoom out, see your work through fresh eyes.
Now, the source material mentions that these sessions are specifically geared towards artists working on demo reels or personal projects.
Right.
Why is that such a focus?
Well, I think that's what makes it so empowering.
Yeah.
You're not just working on someone else's vision.
Right.
You're building your own portfolio. You're showcasing your unique style.
So you're not just learning VFX. You're developing your artistic voice, your individual brand as a VFX artist.
Precisely. And that's crucial when you're trying to break into the industry.
Yeah.
You need to stand out from the crowd. You need to demonstrate your unique perspective.
And these daily sessions, with their focus on personal projects, provide the perfect platform for that.
It's like having a personal trainer for your VFX career.
Right.
They're there to guide you, to push you, and help you reach your full potential.
But it's not just about the mentorship, as in there's also the community aspect of it.
Absolutely. The source material mentions a dedicated Discord channel where participants can connect and interact outside of the live sessions.
So it's not just an hour-long session, it's an ongoing dialogue.
Right.
It's a support system for aspiring VFX artists.
It's about building those relationships, learning from each other, and supporting each other through the ups and downs of this demanding industry.
And that sense of community, that shared passion for VFX, can be incredibly motivating.
Especially when you consider, how challenging this industry can be.
Yeah.
The long hours, the tight deadlines, the constant pressure to deliver high quality work, having a network of peers to lean on can make all the difference.
It's about realizing that you're not alone in this journey, that there are others out there who share your struggles, your aspirations, your love for bringing those impossible images to life.
And that shared passion, that sense of camaraderie, can fuel your creativity and push you to new heights.
We've talked about the technical skills, the artistic vision, the mentorship, the community aspect. It seems like these daily sessions really do cover all the bases.
They do. It's a holistic approach to VFX education.
Yeah.
One that recognizes the importance of not just the what, but also the how and the why.
Now, I know we touched on this earlier, but I want to circle back to the limited spots aspect.
Yes, the element of scarcity. Only 10 artists per session.
Right.
It's like a mini Hunger Games for VFX hopefuls.
But in a good way, right? Mm-hmm. It adds a layer of real-world pressure, encourages artists to bring their A game.
Exactly. It simulates that competitive environment that you'll encounter in a professional studio.
Right.
You know, when you know that not every shot will be reviewed, you have to prioritize.
Right.
Polish your work.
Yeah.
And be ready to articulate your choices.
So it's not just about creating cool visuals. It's about understanding how to present your work, how to advocate for your creative decisions.
And that's a crucial skill for any VFX artist. Being able to communicate your ideas effectively,
yeah.
to explain your process, to defend your choices. These are the things that set you apart.
And these daily sessions provide the perfect training ground for that. It's like a low stakes rehearsal for those high pressure studio presentations.
Exactly. You get to practice your pitch, hone your communication skills, and get feedback in a supportive environment.
So it's not just about the technical and artistic aspects of VFX. It's about developing the soft skills that are essential for navigating a professional career.
It's about becoming a well-rounded VFX artist, someone who can not only create stunning visuals, but also communicate effectively, collaborate seamlessly, and thrive in a fast-paced and demanding industry.
It sounds like these daily sessions are like a crash course in everything you need to know to succeed in the world of VFX.
They are. It's a shortcut to understanding the workflow, the culture, and the expectations of a professional studio.
Now, before we move on, I want to touch on one last detail from the source material that really stood out to me.
I'm all ears. What is it?
The part about being able to observe other artists' work, even if you don't have anything to submit yourself.
Ah, yes, the power of observation.
Right.
It's like a masterclass in VFX, where you get to learn from the successes and struggles of your peers.
Even if you're not getting direct feedback on your own work, you can still glean so much from seeing how others approach their projects, how they handle feedback, how they iterate their designs.
It's like a window into different creative processes, different problem-solving techniques, and it
right.
can be incredibly inspiring to see how other artists bring their unique visions to life.
And it's a great way to get a sense of, you know, the diversity of styles and techniques that are being used in the industry.
Exactly. It expands your visual vocabulary, exposes you to new approaches, and helps you develop your own artistic voice.
So even if you're not quite ready to submit your own work, you can still benefit immensely from these daily sessions just by observing, absorbing, and participating in the discussions.
It's a low-pressure way to dip your toes into the VFX world,
yeah.
to learn from the pros, and to connect with a community of like-minded artists. And who knows, maybe it'll inspire you to create something amazing of your own.
Welcome back to our deep dive. You know, we're in the final part now of our discussion on VFX dailies.
Yeah, it's been a really fascinating look, I think, at what these sessions are. And, you know, not just for like learning the techniques, but for really understanding the industry.
Yeah, we talked about the technical aspects, obviously, but, you know, also that creative vision, right? Like
yeah.
the importance of mentorship and community.
Right.
And really how these sessions are kind of bridging that gap between classroom learning and like real world studio experience.
And that's what's so cool about it, right? Like it's one thing to learn the software.
Yeah.
And how to model a creature and how to light a scene.
Right.
But it's another thing entirely to understand like how those pieces fit together.
Yeah.
In a professional production pipeline.
Right. It's not just about knowing like the what of VFX, but like the how and the why of bringing those visuals to life in such a collaborative and fast-paced environment.
And I think what's valuable about these daily sessions is that they cultivate like a mindset
mm-hmm.
that goes beyond just the technical skills.
Yeah, right. They foster communication and adaptability and a willingness to learn from feedback,
right.
which are essential for any creative professional, really.
Totally. Those soft skills
yeah.
are so often what separate the good artists from the great ones.
Yeah.
You know, being able to take direction and iterate on your work and collaborate effectively. Like, those are the things that make you a valuable asset in any studio environment.
Absolutely. So they're not just teaching VFX. They're teaching you a way of thinking.
Right.
A way of approaching these creative challenges that can benefit you like throughout your career.
Well, so before we wrap up here, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question,
mm-hmm.
you know, inspired by all this.
Okay.
We've been focusing on aspiring VFX artists. But I think there's a valuable lesson here for anybody, regardless of their field.
Interesting.
So think about like the core principles of these daily sessions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Regular feedback, collaborative learning, continuous improvement.
Yeah.
Like those are not limited to just VFX.
They can be applied to any project, any pursuit, any area where you're striving to grow and excel.
You're absolutely right. Like whether you're a writer, a musician, an entrepreneur, or tackling a personal project.
Totally.
That iterative process and the willingness to seek out feedback and learn from it can be transformative.
So to our listeners out there, I want to leave you with this. What aspect of your work, your life, your creative pursuits could benefit from this sort of dailies approach?
Yeah, it's a great question. Like, what feedback are you missing out on?
Yeah.
What collaborative opportunities are you overlooking? How can you make that commitment to continuous learning and improvement a part of your own journey?
And remember, it's not about perfection. It's about progress.
Yeah.
Embrace the power of feedback. Seek out mentors and collaborators. And never stop pushing yourself to be the best version of you. Until next time, keep diving deep.